This can't be right. We just called it 1982 Films in Review. In this episode, we discuss movies from 40 years ago. That's not really it. Doesn't sound like a countdown.
Let's just call it
top 10 movies from 1985.
Let's do it.
All right, you said it. This is your birthday, and the number is 1,207.
1,207 top 10 movies from 1985 plus one other movie. Unranked movie.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono. We're back.
We're back. Here to celebrate my friend Ben DiBono's 40th birthday.
It
Ben,
happened.
We spent part of that weekend together.
We did.
Well, this is not the time for this story, but we did get together and watch Cats with some of our good friends.
It was great.
And well, maybe that'll be the next episode.
That movie's mesmerizing.
And then the next day on your actual birthday, so that was your birthday Eve.
I don't want to talk about what I did on my birthday. I went to a terrible Vikings game.
His team lost. But we were happy to celebrate with you. So talk about how does it feel today to be 40?
Well, you know, it's pretty good. I don't remember what it was like 40 years ago, but I'd say this feels even better.
You don't remember? Well, I mean, we're about to see some movies from that time period,
right.
So that should help us kind of get a feel for
it. I think it's probably a blessing nobody remembers their birthday. Just sliding down.
Let's not do this. So talk about 1985 in film.
Well, so as I'm vamping for you to find your spreadsheet on your laptop.
I have it. I just didn't transfer it to the podcasting laptop. You're right.
So just so you know, Excel does have a powerful search tool if you just search for like whatever you would have called it.
The funny thing is you just see me typing furiously. What was happening? I was just trying to log in. But they kept on saying password incorrect. And you know, it's not incorrect. I know what my password is.
Right. No, I'm with you. It's the computer that's wrong. I think 1985, I don't remember exactly what I had for 82, but I think 1985 is a tremendously great year for movies. I think that this list that I have, you know, I look at, of course, there's a little bit of subjectivity into it, but there's a number of legitimately great films on this. When I look at my number one, I stand by it, but there's definitely multiple things that could be number one. It's not going to be your number one. I predict that we're going to have very different lists.
Well, I mean, everybody knows my number one. Let's not spoil it here, but if you know anything about my favorite movies and the year my favorite movies came out, there's going to be not a surprise here.
And I'm going to guess that of our top 10, we are going to overlap on three films, but maybe only two.
I know, and it'll be fun to guess which three films, but you have a note about that? I could make a note of what I think. Let me go ahead and do that. You talk for a second. I'm going to quickly mark which three on my list I think are on your list.
Okay. Yeah, I see a potential for up to five, but only if you ran out of items. So I do think that there's going to be three on here that will show up on both lists. I know exactly what they are.
Okay, I've got four that I think will be on both lists. Four movies.
Okay.
I think there's a movie maybe you're forgetting I watched and enjoyed.
No, I know you watched it. I didn't remember if you enjoyed it or not. Okay. So, okay, I know which one that is.
All right, listeners, let's dive in.
So for ones that are on both of our lists, whoever says it first, we'll talk about it then.
How many do you have total, and do you have any runners-up? Not that I don't want to do runners-up yet, but do you have any?
I don't, but I do have an unranked one.
I have two I'd just like to discuss.
Okay.
Maybe up to three, maybe up to four. But the most I absolutely cannot discuss more than 14 movies here today because I only left
you
myself
only watched
14 movies.
Okay. Is that how many you saw total?
I think that might be all for 1985. I think I've seen 14 movies from 1985.
I was more than that. I've seen, I think, 4, 8, 12, 16, 20, 25, 28 movies.
But still, if you think about that, it's not that many movies. I mean, maybe that's just, I don't know how many movies come out a year.
Yeah.
When I see that I've only watched or ranked or reviewed 14 movies from 1985, it feels low, but maybe that's not low. I don't know.
Well, give your runners up. I have a couple.
Well, if I give the runners up, then you'll know they're not on the list.
Oh.
Let's save them.
Okay.
Number 10, Ben, you start.
Well,
I'm
going to start with my unranked number 11, which is Claude Lanzmann's Shoah, his Holocaust documentary. I've been pretty consistent on not ranking this one against others. It's his 9-hour Holocaust documentary that is an absolute masterpiece. Not in the sense that, like, you know, Holocaust media is above critique. I think that Schindler's List deserves some critique for Steven Spielberg essentially making a happy story out of the Holocaust. But this is a masterpiece and everybody should see it. So Shoah is on the list. So my actual number 10 is Paul Schrader's Mishima, A Life in Four Chapters, which is based off of a Japanese author. I don't remember it super well. It's been a number of years since I watched it, but I remember liking it quite a bit. It's possible it would move up after a rewatch. Your number 10.
Oh, man. I'm just remembering how these lists go. You give like these very intellectual, great films, and then I open it up with Teen Wolf. Number 10, Teen Wolf, starring Michael J. Fox, which interestingly...
That was a big year for him.
It was a big year for Michael J. Fox, and you'll find out why, listeners, soon.
Great.
Yeah. So, all right, here's what I'll say about Teen Wolf. Of all the classic monsters, werewolves are my favorite. I think you all know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just actually just asked my family. Went around the car as we were driving one day. I gave them these four choices. The Frankenstein monster, vampires, werewolves, or mummies. What's your favorite? Went around. Everybody had different choices.
I would have guessed you'd have said mummies.
Oh, really? I would have guessed I would have said vampires, but it's actually werewolves.
What?
I just
that's surprising when you guess what your own choice will be.
I tend to like vampire stories, but werewolves are actually my favorite monster.
How
you know what I really like?
How
though?
Did you arrive at that conclusion?
Well, it was around this time of Teen Wolf, but it wasn't for the movie, which I did see, but you won't remember this, but there was an animated series based on Teen Wolf that I watched, a Saturday morning cartoon, and I remember very vividly once, you know, around Halloween time or really all times of year, kids might get these plastic fangs that you can put into your mouth to look like a vampire or a werewolf. Right. They fit right around your teeth. Well, I was pretending to be a werewolf. It was a Saturday morning. I'm eating my Frosted Flakes, and I tried to eat Frosted Flakes with these plastic...
Oh, that's disgusting.
I know, and I got the cereal like molded into the plastic fangs.
That's so nasty.
It's a very vivid memory I have from childhood, and that probably I would have been around, let's just say, six around the time of that memory.
I don't eat cereal anymore.
I know.
Do you eat cereal?
Yeah, I do. I like cereal. Not as much as I used to because we started watching what we're eating.
I haven't eaten cereal outside of oatmeal, but I haven't had any cereal since I went on my diet.
Yeah, once I started the diet, I cut back, but I still like it.
Yeah, can't be doing it.
All right, number 9.
Number 9 for me is Day of the Dead, the third entry in George Romero's Dead trilogy. It's not as good as Dawn of the Dead, but it's pretty fantastic. It's famous for the character Bub.
Okay, no, I haven't seen these movies. I wonder if I'd like them.
I think you would at least like Night of the Living Dead because it has more of that classic black and white horror.
Minimal gore, I'm guessing.
Yeah, more minimal than the others for sure. But yeah, Night of the Living Dead, I think you'd enjoy. Day of the Dead is great, though.
All right, number 9 is what I believe is our first overlap.
Okay.
Brazil.
I didn't think Brazil would be on your list.
Yep, I've got Brazil right here at number 9.
I didn't think you liked Brazil.
Well, I've only saw 14 movies in 1985, or from 1985.
That's true.
So
you might as well give your full list when you're done.
I will, yeah. So, yeah, Brazil, I mean,
okay, this is interesting, because now, of the five that I had as potential...
Brazil wasn't one of them, huh?
Brazil was the one I thought was the least likely for us to overlap.
Remember back to when we did 1982, and it was my own birth year, and I had so few movies, I had to put the movie zapped. So just anything that you think I possibly saw, it probably is an overlap.
Okay, then there might be five.
All right, let's see. Well, so I have, even though I'm very middle of the road on Brazil, I can see I gave it 3 stars. I have fond feelings towards it. I've seen it twice.
It's fantastic.
I don't think I appreciate it the way you do, but I do think I kind of like it.
I think Brazil, like the next time you go to the DMV and you're frustrated, go home and watch Brazil then, because it's such a great satire of bureaucracy and red tape. And it's a terrible movie that we saw together. Jupiter Ascending actually contains an extended homage to Brazil.
Okay.
But it's fantastic. I love Brazil.
All right. Number 8 for you.
This one, I'm sure, is an overlap for us.
Okay.
Positive. Rocky IV.
Absolutely. It's on my list.
Tell me where it is.
Much later.
I mean, I gave it 2 stars, but I love it.
Yes. I'm surprised you gave it 2. Yeah. I mean, if you're just... Because you've seen this multiple times, haven't you?
I think I've only seen it once.
The time we watched it together, I think neither of us liked it that much the first time, but really loved the experience.
Yeah.
But since then, I've watched it, and my ranking for it went all the way up to 4.5.
It's a fantastic movie.
It's going to be one of my top movies, listeners.
It's like the Rocky... Part of what makes the Rocky franchise great is that like, this is a worse movie than Rocky 2 or 3, but it's as a movie, but it is a much more enjoyable movie than Rocky 2 or 3. It's not as good as the first one. Like, the Rocky franchise can reach the heights of artistic greatness and the heights of self-parody greatness, and then has a lot of stuff in between. And I think that the conclusion I've come to with the whole franchise, including Creed, is that I like those two extremes. Mm-hmm. The more in between it gets, the less interesting it is.
Okay. Well, I love Rocky IV, and so
I do too.
I'll talk more about it in a few minutes. All right, my number eight, Ben. I imagine you haven't seen this movie starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. Have you seen Commando?
I have not.
Well, you know, you know how it is in the 1980s when he was just going around and maybe he worked for the army or maybe he was a ex-agent of some sort. Well, in this case, similar to Taken, his daughter gets kidnapped and he's got to go save
her. I'm surprised Teen Wolf didn't rank higher for you, actually.
Yeah.
That seemed like something you'd be nostalgic for.
I think you're probably right. This may be a huge oversight, but I did rank this higher. And I will note, you might be interested to know that prior... Let me see. So
ranking Teen Wolf solo, kind of a shaky choice on your part.
I agree. I was just looking at the years here. Do you know what year the first Terminator came out? I think it was 84, wasn't it?
I think it's 84.
Well, guess what? In this movie from 1985, Schwarzenegger also says, "I'll be back."
All right.
It's just kind of interesting little film trivia there for you. All right, number seven for you.
A movie I bet you have not seen or heard of, but I think you would enjoy a lot. It's called Tampopo. It's a Japanese movie, and it's kind of a comedy drama about a Japanese ramen shop. And I don't even like noodles. Like, I don't approve of eating noodles, but this is a great movie.
I haven't heard of it, but I'll add it to my watch list.
It's right. Criterion, so I can go in the Criterion challenge for you.
All right, this is the movie, my next one, number seven, I think is what we're at here, is a movie you recommended to me, starring Jackie Chan.
Police Story?
Police Story.
That's not on my list.
There it is, 1985.
It was fine.
I wonder if when I was watching a lot of movies in that vein, you were like, you should watch this one. But I remember you said, you can watch the first one, but don't watch the second one.
Yeah, that's probably why I feel more sour on it. I didn't like the second one at all.
Okay. Well, I enjoyed this. All these movies I'm saying so far, these aren't like personal favorites. I'm telling you, I'm ranking movies I watched in 1980 from 1985. I only gave this one 3.5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so maybe I should have been giving the scores. Teen Wolf was 3, Brazil was 3, Commando was 3, now we're at 3.5. And you're going to be disappointed with my number 6.
Well, that will be in good company because you're also going to be disappointed with my number 6.
Go ahead.
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future, my favorite movie.
Right. I would expect that. I mean, it's a 5-star movie.
Yeah, thank you. So everything else you have is 5 stars?
Yeah, I said 1985 is a great year for movies.
Wow, all right.
I mean, I don't rank the same way you do.
Yeah.
I'm not slavish about just because I gave something 5 stars. But yeah, Back to the Future is fantastic. It's a worthy choice. It's not the best movie of 1985, let alone the best movie of all time, but it's great. It's great.
You know, and it's so good that we're talking about it right now because as we record this weekend, and I'll get this out early enough where you could still make it to theaters, it's going to be released in theaters and possibly IMAX for the first time for its 40th anniversary.
Oh, yeah. It is kind of interesting how when you go back and watch it, like it is, there's a lot of swearing in it, a lot more than you would expect
from
a kids movie.
You and I talked about this on either a previous episode or just in our real lives. I had strongly considered bringing my 11-year-old.
Oh, you should.
But you sort of talked me out of it.
Well, no.
You did.
I mean, I might have said things.
You gave me reasons to not take her.
Well, yeah, just like if you describe it in a certain light, it sounds much worse than it is. But no, it's good. I think you could feel good about taking her to that movie and it wouldn't be a shaky decision at all.
All right, I'm going to do my number 6 now.
Yeah.
Although I do love Back to the Future. Number 6 is a movie that we're going to be watching together soon. We're doing over on the Patreon feed.
I know what this is.
Yep, we're doing on the Patreon feed, Deep Dive on Bond. And A View to a Kill is my number 6. And I'm imagining that when I watch it next, the rating will be higher.
Yeah.
But for today, it's 3.5. But what do you think about
it? View to a Kill is fantastic.
Is it coming up on your list?
This is a legit, it will be on my list. It's a legit underrated Bond movie.
Yeah. So because our rewatch of all the Bond movies in chronological order has been giving me a new appreciation, I imagine that when we get to it, I will re-rank this, and it will probably be much higher. But for today, it's at 3.5. But, you know, listeners, if you like James Bond, we're doing a great deep dive series.
We are.
Over in the Uncensored feed, which you can find at patreon.com/thescifichristian.
All right, my number 5 is Brazil.
Okay.
Brazil's fantastic. I love it. Everything I said a few minutes ago.
My number 5, oh boy, this is a movie I think you don't like. I know you liked First Blood.
But
what did you think of Rambo First Blood Part 2?
No, I can't be doing that.
Okay.
I give it four stars. Great. This movie was not as bad as the later Rambo movies, but it's pretty bad.
I do stand by the worst title choice. Like, you have a couple options here.
Second Blood.
Second Blood would be a great title. Yeah. Or Rambo, just Rambo 2, but you can't do Rambo First Blood Part 2.
With Rambo. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, listeners, if you don't know, we've mentioned it before, but I'll just say it again here. We were in the middle of a Rambo series that we just dropped out of, and I haven't finished it still. I think I only made it through 3. How about you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I made it through 4. I'm not watching anymore.
Well, I've made it as far as you have, so I must be at 4 too, because we would have reviewed it probably.
No, I don't think I ever sent you the code because I just was sick of it.
Okay. Well, thanks. All right, number 4.
Here's where I have A View to a Kill.
All right.
It's a great James Bond movie. Yeah, Roger Moore's old, but he's still Roger Moore. I love this movie. And if you like, it's legit fantastic. I mean, people need to go rewatch this with an open mind. You have Roger Moore undercover as James St. John Smythe.
Oh yeah,
it's like the whole horse racing thing, everything in San Francisco. Like, don't let the haters win. This is a great movie.
Yeah, and I will say, the Bond movies are better if you watch them chronologically, which I've never done before. I'm in the middle of that for the first time. All right, number 4 for me, a movie I really enjoyed. I only gave it 4 stars, but when I think of it, I think at least 4.5. You recommended it, After Hours.
Okay, After Hours is my number 3.
Okay, so we're right in line here.
Perfect.
So, yeah, so let's talk about it. It's just a crazy, surreal film. Martin Scorsese.
Yep. Martin Scorsese in a very... So this is the one I wasn't sure would be on your list because I couldn't remember if you liked it or not.
I do like it, yeah.
You know, very different from his typical thing, except it's in New York, but kind of a Wizard of Oz.
Hmm.
You know, you can never go home, but it's fantastic. Just like very Kafka-esque, funny, but with a unsettling sense to it.
Okay.
Actually, I have a recommendation for everybody. If you like funny with a little bit of unsettling, here's what I want everyone to do for my birthday. Go watch The Chair Company on HBO. Okay. It's Tim Robinson's new show. It's 3 episodes into an 8-episode series. It's so funny, so weird, so unsettling. I just love it. I love it. I love it. It's great.
Okay. Perfect. My number 3 is a movie I bet you haven't even heard of, unless you possibly have heard the musical that it's adapted from. It's called A Chorus Line. Have you heard of or seen this?
Well, I've heard of it. It was in a crossword clue I did this weekend.
Just this last weekend?
Yeah.
What was the question? Do you remember?
A Chorus Line song.
Is it 1?
Yes.
Okay, because years ago, I heard this song 1, and it was catchy, good song. I've liked musicals for whatever reason. I never sought out the film.
But it like this isn't better than A View to a Kill.
Suddenly, I stumbled upon it on Prime one day. I was like, you know what? I love that song. I should watch this musical. Here's what I found out. Maybe I'll step back a little bit and say, you know, this like in movies adapted from musicals, they're going to have to change up some things. So on the stage, you might just have, you know, there's not necessarily lots of action. So this is maybe you would like it. It's like a slower, just a lot of more character based, not strong in story, but strong in character.
There's no way I would like this movie.
Okay. I thought maybe you'd like to dig into these characters, really get the psychology behind everybody. So anyways, I gave it 4.5 stars. Chorus Line. All right. Your number, what are we at, 2?
My number 2 is the World War II movie Come and See. It's fantastic. This is one of the best World War II movies of all time. It's a Soviet movie, so it's from the Russians' perspective. It's just a unending nightmare.
Wow. Well, speaking of Soviet,
you wouldn't enjoy it.
Speaking of Soviet movies, we've already discussed my number 2, which is Rocky IV, where he faces off against what's his name?
Ivan Drago.
Yeah.
And all right. He wins.
So there it is. Now we're up. Who knows what my number 1 will be? Right. But Ben, what's your number 1?
Why don't you do yours first, since we already know what it's going
to
be?
Well, everybody, Back to the Future is just, I mean, one of the greatest movies of all time. It happens to be from Ben's birthday year, you know, 3 years ago. We did 1982 movies to celebrate my 40th, and here we are today celebrating 1985 movies for Ben. Ben, happy birthday. I salute you, and to you, I dedicate my next viewing of Back to the Future.
Yeah, nothing shaky there.
Why do you keep saying shaky?
Michael J. Fox.
Oh, mean. I didn't get it until just now.
It's a Michael J. Fox.
Because you said that. You've said it multiple times. I don't think that's funny.
Every time you brought up Michael J. Fox, I've been saying it as a little joke to see if anyone catches on.
I mean, do you want this? Do you want me to take that out? This seems inappropriate.
It's pretty funny.
I don't love that. But, what's your number one?
Have you not noticed I do that every time you bring up Michael J. Fox?
In just this episode, I noticed.
No, not in this episode.
No, I didn't notice.
Yeah, I make a shaky joke every time you bring
I think you should cut back on that. I mean, it's your birthday, so I want to be nice to you, but I...
Well, we'll see what the audience thinks. I think it's a good choice. My number one is Akira Kurosawa's Ran, his adaptation of King Lear. It's so good. I think you should watch this.
Yes, I was planning to.
I think you would love it.
All right. Wow. Listeners, we did it. We celebrated Ben. 40 years of Ben, everybody. And how many years have you been? How many years have I had of Ben in my life? Let's see. 2009?
Yeah, 2009. I mean, so 16.
We're not that far away from our 20-year anniversary of knowing each other. That's kind of crazy.
So,
of all the people that we met on at that barbecue, would you have ever guessed that?
This was a winner.
Would you have ever guessed that I would have been the one that you would have stayed in touch with for 16 years?
No, but here we are.
I know, crazy. Listeners, thanks for joining us here today, and thanks for joining us every day here at the Sci-Fi Christian. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DeFoe.
And we are signing off. Don't make any more jokes. Just let the music go out, and I can edit this nice and easy.
No, don't edit it. It's good. Don't edit my shaky joke. What are your runners up?
Oh, my gosh. You're right. I do have some runners up. Well, there's one I really, really want to rewatch before today. I tried to check it out from the library. Didn't get it in time. It wasn't available to stream anywhere. But everyone here will have heard of this movie, The Goonies.
Oh, I've never seen it.
I just thought I could rewatch this one. I haven't seen it. And that's, speaking of 20 years, I probably haven't seen that movie in 20 years. And I don't know. I felt like it deserved a rewatch, but I have not watched it.
On what basis does it deserve?
Like, you know, there's just like a, it seems like it's a cult classic.
So,
I mean, when enough people like it in a certain mass, you kind of feel like, well, let's just give it a chance. I'll give you four or three more.
All right.
I'll land on my last one, or my best of the last ones. I saw National Lampoon's European Vacation. This is in no particular order. I did not like that movie. Just recently, like a few months ago, I watched with my kids the Sesame Street movie called Follow That Bird. Have you heard of this?
No.
Do you know who it's about?
Big Bird.
Nailed it, Ben. Good work. So Big Bird gets adopted and has to move across town, but his family's not so family is not so nice, so he decides to move back to Sesame Street.
Are they abusive?
Well, they kind of just didn't care about him, I think. Yeah, it was weird. He got placed. Like somebody found out he was, well, so get this. I didn't know this until the movie. Big Bird is an orphan, like a 6-year-old who lives in the streets on Sesame Street.
Wow.
They kind of made that clearer in the movie. So he gets what do they call it? Social services places him with a family. They're not abusive, but they're like, it just isn't a good fit.
It's a gritty drama.
It isn't a good fit. So then the people from Sesame Street find him and kidnap him back to Sesame Street from the adopted family. Yeah, probably illegal, but he's happy.
All right.
And then finally, a movie that I have seen many times, but again, not for years, but I've seen this multiple times. So I put it at my number 11, The Breakfast Club.
I have also seen The Breakfast Club, and I think it's a pretty bad movie.
I didn't know how that was going to end. But when you first started saying, I was like, he hates it. And then you think, and then you said, I think. I was like, what? Really? And no, then you landed right where I thought you were starting.
I love my review of The Breakfast Club from Letterboxd. I wrote, I know we're supposed to love the kids and hate the adults, but I wound up hating both.
Okay, good.
That's my review of The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I have no review of it because I've never watched it since I started using Letterboxd, which was since 2014.
Coming to America, or Lost in America, starring Albert Brooks and directed by Albert Brooks, is pretty funny.
Okay, I haven't seen
that as a runner-up. I think those are the only ones worth mentioning.
All right. Yes, I like this. Fun to celebrate you. Fun to celebrate the year 1985. And yeah, I don't know. Maybe we should do this for other years. I mean, we're not going to have any milestone birthdays for a while.
I was going to ask, like, what are we going to do? We're out of birthdays.
We're not going to have a milestone for a while. We don't have to do the birthdays anymore. Should we just pick random years?
I guess.
You know, we could do, we should do over on Patreon, have some sort of contest or something, and then we'll do the listeners.
What year was Brian born?
Yeah, we'll do the listeners' year.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So they have to win the prize of us doing top 10 movies from their birth year.
I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's really good.
Okay, listeners, we'll figure out how to make that happen, but you have to subscribe to Patreon to find out, which is at patreon.com/thestuffichristian.
Goodbye.